T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe Patrick is our Braves insider, and he joins us as he does every day, every Tuesday at this time, every Wednesday.
Is this like Joe's theme music or something? is this something
yes,
that he
you.
Did he request?
Yes, it is you.
I mean, it just sounds like this something that, you know, like it was all grandiose.
Yeah, but Joe doesn't get the dribble, shoot, score thing.
Red carpet.
This song is really depressing, Joe, so I don't think you want this song. It's really depressing.
But I like the intro. The intro, we might need to keep that, Orin. The intro was pretty dope, though, for Joe. I think we might need to keep that.
Hey, Joe, you're brought to you by Jersey Mike's. You know that? Be us up above.
Love actually, Jersey Mike's.
You know what? There's a Jersey Mike's down. That might be lunch today. Yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, I just talked myself into it.
All right. Well, okay, Joe, well, with that being said, talk me into how many games. What kind of a run do the Braves have to go on with 19 games left to win the NL East?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's an interesting stretch the team is in right now. That loss last night was kind of a big one for me because it really kind of puts the Braves back on their heels, and it really feels like they need to win these next two games because they've got this West Coast road trip coming up afterward. That's not going to be easy, although they do play, you know, some winnable games on that stretch, specifically, you know, pointing toward the Diamondbacks, 4 games against them, but the Phillies have been struggling against the Diamondbacks. So, you know, it's not going to be easy. It never is going out on the West Coast. And so you want to go out there with a good feeling, and just losing that first game of the series last night was rough. You know, that puts you kind of behind the eight ball. I don't know how many wins this team is going to end up needing, but mainly because I keep on thinking the Phillies are going to start winning games, and they don't tend to do that. You know, it's funny. I was talking earlier in the season before the All-Star break, kind of counting down, like, what the Braves record was going to need to be to get to 90 wins this season, because at that point it seemed like you were going to need to get to 90 wins, of course, to make the playoffs. And now I don't think that that's going to necessarily be needed. The Braves are, you know, they're in decent position, obviously in the division, of course, but they also are in contention with the wild card spot. So, like, that's always in play, too, if the Phillies do go on some sort of heater to end the season. But, you know, I think that, you know, the Braves, they just need to focus on winning series. If they win series, most of their series for the rest of the way out, I think they'll be in good shape. And the real key is going to be when they do get to that Phillies series after the West Coast road trip. You know, that's going to be a really interesting one. It's going to feel like a playoff series, especially if the division lead is within one or two games when they get to that point, the 3-game series.
Yeah, that's all great, Joe, but they've been limping through this homestand. 4-3, they have to win tonight. They got to win tomorrow afternoon. They got to close these two games out. They can't let Philadelphia get any closer. They cannot allow this to happen where Colorado comes in and takes 2 out of 3 from you if you're going to win a division title.
Yeah, no, I think that game last night kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies for the Braves, because it kind of reinforced the fact that this team is not really firing on all cylinders right now. We saw this team firing on all cylinders, obviously, when they were on that amazing stretch where I think they won 16 out of 18 or something crazy like that. And this team is not there right now. At that point, we were talking about how the Braves had too many pitchers. You know, they had like 7 guys potentially that could be in the starting rotation, and now you're trying to look to see who is potentially going to take up this 5th spot in the rotation this next turn after it's, you know, it doesn't seem like Tuki Toussaint's going to be the one that makes that start, especially after, you know, last night he hasn't put together a good start now in 3 or 4 of his last appearances. So, yeah, I mean, the Braves are in a position right now where they are looking for some answers, both in the rotation, some bullpen spots. The offense is not really firing as well as it has been earlier. So I am a little bit fearful about this team and how they're going to end up finishing this season. And it's just even the wins that they've had over this last stretch, you know, they got the series wins that they needed against the Nationals and against the Marlins, but none of those games, or very few of them, felt like really comfortable, kind of felt like you were really in charge of it from beginning to end. You know, there were lots of back and forth, some sketchy defense, some just like, you know, some giving up home runs late in games that were swinging leads. Not the kind of thing you like to see, especially against teams that have basically packed it in and are playing for, you know, are just not competing this year. So, you know, the Braves need to pick up their level for sure. I'm with you, John. I think that, you know, there are definitely fears with this team in terms of, you know, making the playoffs.
You know, when you speak about fears with this team, I don't know if you heard the Alex Anthopoulos interview with Dukes and Bell. But if you did, and he was basically talking about the Freddie Freeman situation, what did you take away from that if you heard it?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but I think the Freddie Freeman situation, I'm not super concerned. I mean, I know John Heyman, a national reporter, came out the other day and said that there was still a gap between the sides, which of course there is. Of course there's still a gap, but they're still negotiating the thing. But, you know, I continue to see this Charlie Morton extension for $20 million and the Travis d'Arnaud extension, for that matter, for $8 million as signs that this team has the money to spend. And I have to imagine that when they're, you know, doing this deal for Freddie Freeman, that they're looking at more at the years and how much money they're going to be spending down the line. But I can't imagine that they would have sacrificed, you know, an opportunity to sign Freddie Freeman by signing these guys to extensions. I just feel like, you know, you have to make Freddie Freeman priority 1A, you know, like just the top of the bucket. And it's, for that reason, it's surprising that the deal hasn't already been announced and locked down. I think we were all kind of expecting it to happen either before spring training or during spring training or then before the season. But I still have confidence. I mean, I know that this thing could potentially go after the season. There's the signing period of, I think, 5 days before the players actually hit free agency where this deal could take place. We've also seen players in recent years go to free agency. You know, you even go last year with Justin Turner with the Dodgers, kind of a legendary figure there, and he went to free agency, although he did end up re-signing. I would be scared to death if Freddie Freeman actually does hit the free agent market. Because I think then it gets a lot more complicated for the Braves, but I still have confidence that they're going to get the deal done.
Talking with Joe Patrick, he's our Braves insider. Back to your point about the offense. One of the things I think is, you know, you've got so many outfielders, right? I just don't know that you're getting, I'm wondering if you're getting enough at bats. You know, forget that, you know, the Almadias and Heredias of the world have become afterthoughts here. But even then, you're talking about, you know, okay, you got two guys that you're going to put out there all the time, and then you got, you know, what are you doing with? It's like piecemeal here. You're doing it by committee, and it's almost like they need to decide. All right, who's going to be the left-handed guy? Is it going to be Jock or is it going to be Rosario? I mean, pick one and stay with them because, you know, Soler and Duvall are going to be there, but pick somebody else and let's just kind of solidify this outfield and not kind of like day by day basis here decide that this guy's going to start.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that will be something that we likely see from Brian Snicker down the stretch of the season, because I think that you want, you know, when you're getting into this time, this is crunch time, you know, and you want these guys to be getting their repetitive at-bats and feel like they have some sort of a rhythm every day going into the lineup and knowing what to expect, essentially. But that decision gets tougher because of the breakout that we've seen from Eddie Rosario over the last week. And, you know, I know a lot of us were very high on Jock Peterson when he first arrived here in Atlanta. He gave some immediate production, kind of was a nice relief after the kind of downer that was having seen Ronald Acuna Jr. go down. But I got to say, I kind of like Rosario more than Peterson at this point. I know that might, you know, a lot of people might disagree with me there. But, you know, when you look at Jock Peterson, he can definitely, you know, give you some big hits here and there, but his play in the outfield is not spectacular. I just see Eddie Rosario as more of an all-around player, and he would be the one that I would kind of pick to be out there every day. You know, as to how you want to arrange the outfield, maybe that means that Adam Duvall has to play a little bit more center field, but I think he's shown himself to be well capable of doing that. So there are definitely going to be some decisions to make there in the outfield, but I agree with you, John, that Brian Snicker really does need to pick a core group kind of towards the end of the season so that, you know, especially if they do go into the playoffs, that they're not, you know, doing some crazy platoon, not even crazy platooning, but just not having a rhythm going into the, you know, every day knowing what's going to happen. I mean, I'll never forget when we covered spring training back in 2019, talking to Brian Jordan about this, who was down there with us helping report, And I didn't realize, like, for a Major League Baseball player, how important it is to kind of have that rhythm and know exactly where you're going to be, both in the order and what position you're going to be playing, everything like that. So I think it would really benefit this team to get some of that, you know, nailed down before you kind of get to these games where they're must wins.
By the way, Joe, if you don't have an answer to this, if you could kind of maybe bring us up to speed next week, kind of ask some questions here, because they've been kind of, you know, there haven't been a whole lot of news, but I would be curious to find out, are we on target to get, you know, Acuna and Soroka back for opening day next year? How do we stand on being on target for that, you know, and kind of get their thoughts on that?
I'm not expecting both or either of them to be back for opening day, but I could see it happening, especially with Ronald Acuna, and especially because there's a very high likelihood that the NL could have the DH next year, which I think would be a nice spot to have Ronald Acuna Jr. still kind of coming back from that knee injury. I think they're probably going to, for obvious reasons, play it a lot slower with Mike Soroka. I know that they've said that they want to get him feeling like a complete athlete first before they even start involving him with a lot of baseball stuff. That was something different from what they did the first time around, which was they tried to kind of do both simultaneously. And I think that maybe they felt like that was a little bit of a rush. So for that reason, I could see Soroka trailing him a little bit, maybe wait until about midseason or so to bring him back. I think that would be a decent target. With ACLs, you never know, because some guys can recover a lot faster than others, just from the surgery. So we'll see how Acuna is able to bounce back. But I certainly think that he would be in decent shape to be able to at least hit, and you wouldn't have to tax his body running him around in the outfield.
All right, we'll see how it all kind of works out here, and that's next year. But first things first, which is you got to take care of the Rockies tonight, close out this homestand, win tonight, win tomorrow afternoon, and then head on to the West Coast. All right, Joe, do appreciate
it. You're the man, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate Peace. It.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.